We talked to our friend Mara Ghaffari, and she said, do you know about 826 Michigan? I had no idea what she was talking about. Have you heard of the Robot Factory? And I go, wow, I thought I knew a lot. Well, I know a little, but I didn't know about the Robot Factory or 826 Michigan. What I knew was there in Eastern Market, a lot of our WJR listeners get together to celebrate a Lions game before the game, tailgate. I know Supino's Pizza is right around the corner, very familiar. But I didn't know that right around the corner going the other way, we would find something that I think is a great discovery that I want you to know about. And the woman in charge of 826 Michigan is Naima Wade, Dr. Naima Wade, PhD, the executive director of the 826 Michigan in Ann Arbor and right here in Eastern Market on Winder Street in Detroit. Naima, it is a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well, Paul. Thank you so much.
In as few words as you can without, you know, I want you to do it justice, but tell us what this whole project, I guess, is the best way I can put it.
Okay.
What is this all about?
826 Michigan is a nonprofit writing and publishing center. We are housed inside of the Detroit Robot Factory in Eastern Market and inside of the Liberty Street Robot Supply and Repair Shop in Ann Arbor near Maine. Our mission is to inspire students to write with skill and confidence. And we do that by helping them to collaborate with caring adults from their communities on writing projects, on homework after school, and on whimsical field trips to our locations.
The noise you might hear in the background are some of the DTE Energy volunteers that are here today, hashtag DTE Cares, and they're working with the kids.
They are. Yeah, we have a group of 19 employees from DTE that are working alongside our students to craft a narrative about how to survive anything. They're working with a group of fourth graders from a Detroit public school.
And I might add, really enthusiastic fourth graders, because we watched them for a little while.
Absolutely. So they come in with all kinds of energy, questions, and passion around wanting to get their point across. And they are in a safe haven and in an incubator for their sense of self-expression.
So when they come in, they're coming into a robot factory, and then magically, they go upstairs and find out what's really happening here. The effort to help them write. And you've talked to me before we came on the air, Naima, about balancing the literacy equation. Tell me what that means.
So very often when we're talking about literacy in the education space, we're talking about reading proficiency. But the other thing that's not always amplified to the same volume is the importance of writing. As you and I both know, writing is an intellectual passport that carries us forth successfully no matter what discipline you're working or operating in. The importance of writing well is essential. And so we are focused specifically on writing because we feel like every student deserves the opportunity to learn to write well. And we feel like in students' ability to write well, they are able to amplify their voice, experience and express themselves in ways that no one else can do for them.
And let's face it, if you learn to do this, to express yourself through fine writing and reading, you are going to be head and shoulders above anyone who cannot do that. You do your field trips and workshops or the after-school work, the in-school collaborations. You reach 3,500 people in a year like this. And what I was most taken with, and I think my wife Kim, who joined me on this field trip today, was most taken with, were the number of books that you've published that include the writings of these kids.
Right. So the Detroit Robot Factory and the Liberty Street Robot Supply are both disguised storefronts. In those stores, they are actually bookstores and toy stores selling the work that our students have created. And we want to create for them an authentic platform for their work to let them know that it's something that adults are interested in, it's something that brings us joy, and to encourage them to keep writing.
And this is a nonprofit company. There are other companies out there that are for-profit that do similar things, but this is nonprofit, and you really have created an opportunity for no one to be turned away if they want to do this. And so, therefore, how do my WJR listeners get involved or help?
people who want to be involved, there are many, many opportunities. For volunteer opportunities, you can visit our website, 826michigan.org. For teachers who are looking for an innovative experience, out-of-the-box thinking for their students, same thing. They can contact us via our website, 826 Michigan, and can also ask to speak to one of our program managers. We schedule field trips year-round. We hold them on Friday mornings from 9 to 12. We do our after-school programming Monday through Thursday in various locations around the region, Ann Arbor, Detroit, and Ypsilanti from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we welcome workshops into our spaces on a rolling calendar basis.
826michigan.org.
That's correct. And for those who are interested in purchasing some products through our online store, you can visit onwardrobots.com.
Write that down, onwardrobots.com. Well, I think for many of my listeners right now, they now are in the same boat I was, didn't know about it. Now we know more about 826 Michigan, and I'm just fascinated with the work you're doing, and I'm sure that along the way, Naima, you'll let us know, and we'll keep our listeners apprised of what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I absolutely will, and I'm looking forward to talking more with you in the future.
Naima Wade, PhD. She's in charge of this 826michigan.org in Ann Arbor on East Liberty Street and right here in Detroit on Windner Street in the Eastern Market, just down the street from Sapino's Pizza. And the first thing Naima said when I asked about that, she said, are you going there for pizza? So it's all up to my wife.
They have salads, too.
Oh, great. Now we probably will go there. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.